Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi continues through Yevamot, chapter 7, Mishnah number 6. We've been on the topic of which kind of marriages and relationships entitle a woman to eating truma, and which might preclude her from eating truma, even if the relationship ends and she's returning to her father's house, and her father was a Kohen. So Mishnah Vav, Kohen Godol, a high priest, pa'amim shehu posel, sometimes he precludes, we'll see, his grandmother from partaking in truma. Ketzad, how could this be? Bat Kohen li Yisrael, the daughter of a Kohen who used to eat truma in her father's house, now marries a Yisrael, and once they are living together, she can no longer eat truma. V'yolda hamenu bat, and mazel tov, they have a daughter. Halcha habat, this daughter grows up, v'niset l'Kohen, and she marries a Mr. Kohen. V'yolda hamenu ben, and they have a son. So now this daughter, the second generation, she is eating truma, the grandmother is not. And the grandson, Hareze Rawi, this grandson is fitting, Liot Kohen Godol. He can be the Kohen Godol, Omedu Mishamish Al Gabei Mizbeach, who stands and serves on the Mizbeach. Really, every Kohen who is qualified can stand and serve on the Mizbeach. The point is, this Kohen, this son, the Kohen, the grandson of the original woman, can even be Kohen Godol. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Machilet Imo, he entitles his mother to eat truma, even if the husband, that Mr. Kohen, passes away of the middle generation. Since the son is alive, he entitles her to eat truma. Uposel et em imo, but he disqualifies his grandmother from eating truma, even if her marriage to the Israel ended, even if she had no existing children from that marriage, since she has a grandchild from her marriage to the Israel, she cannot go back to her father's house and eat truma again. Vizotel merits, and the grandmother says, Loi kivni Kohen Godol. I don't want more situations to be around like my grandson, the Kohen Godol. So this word bni literally is son, but sometimes people call their grandchildren children as well. So the grandmother is complaining about her grandson, the high priest, who posleini min a truma, because he disqualifies me from eating truma since he's the surviving descendant of her husband, the Yisrael. And it could be also that the grandmother wanted him to become a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant, and he went into the kahuna instead. But really, the Mishnah only mentions the truma issue. Mazel tov, let's go on to chapter 8, Perek Ches, Ha'arel. An arel is someone who did not get a circumcision. We are talking about kohanim here and their eligibility to eat truma. The Barnura explains that this could be a kohen arel. Why was he not circumcised? Shemetu achav machmat mila. God forbid, his brothers, he had two brothers already pass away after bris milah because their blood would not clot. This is called hemophilia. It's a genetic disorder. Our sages were aware that it could run. They had no way to test for it, but they were aware it could run in the family, where if two brothers had already had a problem, a sakana, an injury or death, God forbid, because of hemophilia, they would not perform circumcision on the third brother, lest, God forbid, he die. Now, in Arel, someone who's uncircumcised cannot, for any reason, cannot eat truma because we compare truma to Pesach, and you need a bris, a circumcision, to partake in the Korban Pesach. So the first disqualified person is a Kohen Arel, the Kol Tameim, and if he is Tame, just with a temporary issue where he had contact with a source of ritual impurity, lo yochal betruma, they cannot eat truma. But in these cases, Nishehim, Vevdehim, their wives, their servants, yochlu betruma. They may eat trumas. The other members of their household are not subject to the problem of being uncircumcised. It doesn't apply to women. And they do not have the problem of tuma, assuming they did not also contact the ritual impurity. So as long as they are pure, they are allowed to eat truma, even if the Kohen in question, Mr. Kohen, the head of the household, can't eat the truma himself. That's a personal problem. The rest of his household could still eat truma. Petsua doka, this refers to a specific injury that the Mishnah will define tomorrow. Krot shafcha, another type of injury to get the male reproductive system. Hen, men with such a problem, ve'avdehen, and their servants, yochlu, they may eat truma, obviously if the man is a Kohen, and a Kohen who's not ritually impure. Nishehem lo yochelu, but their wives in such cases, the wives of men who have this injury to the reproductive system, may not eat truma. But if the husband with his injury did not know, the biblical meaning of know is marital intimacy sometimes, after he got his injury, or his other injury, then the wives could eat. So what's going on is when they were first married, he was completely normal and intact, and then they were married, mazel tov, she was eating truma, and then after the injury, if they continue to live together intimately, this would disqualify her from partaking in truma because such a marriage to start with would be illegal. But if they were not intimate after this injury, then she could still eat the truma based on the original marriage. The Mishnah tomorrow will define these injuries, and of course, always consult your local Orthodox rabbi and a doctor, paskin from the Mishnah. Yashar Kochachem and Zay Gezunt.